I have a wonderful treasure, the gift of God without measure. We shall travel together, my Bible and I. Hallelujah. Okay, Matthew 28, from verses 18. Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority, thou the word power, has been given unto me in heaven and on earth. He said, go therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the ends of the world. Amen. Mark 16, 15. And he said to them, go ye into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believe not shall be damned. And this sign shall follow them that believe in my name. They will cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, they shall not hurt them. And they will lay hands on the sick and they shall be healed. So then, after the Father has spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord walking with them and confirming the word with signs following. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I'm teaching you on what I titled the apostolic order, right? Right? The apostolic order. Now in this teaching, I'm going to divide. I said I'm dividing it into two phases. So I'm taking the first phase now. The second phase will come in later. Hallelujah. Now we said when it says. What we just read will be Jesus' summary. This is the fourth section. Will be Jesus' summary of the instructions that will be the summary of Jesus' instructions within the 40 days. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And what is the instruction? The instruction is go make disciples, right? Go make disciples. Matthew will record it as go make disciples. Mark will say, go preach the gospel to every creature. Every creation. Now, when he uses the word go preach the gospel, it shows you that becomes the entry point into discipleship. So that means, when he says, go make disciples, you make disciples first when the word is preached. Hallelujah. When the word is preached. When the gospel is preached and men get saved. Now that is the entry into discipleship. Hallelujah. So he now says, when he uses the word discipleship, make disciples, rather, we say there's something at the background. What is at the background? The gathering, right? The gathering. That means when Jesus says go make disciples, he's giving, and that instruction is dual. That is to say, the instruction is to make disciples, and underneath is the gathering. So it's an instruction for a gathering. Hallelujah. In Matthew 18, verse 20, Jesus says, when two or three are gathered together in my name, say, there am I in the midst of them. So believers' gathering are not ordinary gathering. No. But the gathering with Jesus in the midst. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Something we'll yet see in the coming weeks as we get prepared for CLC. Hallelujah. The Spirit amongst us when we gather. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So, it says, make disciples. The church is at the background. Right? The church, the gathering. So the gathering is an instruction. And we saw that when Jesus left their side, the first thing we saw them doing, Acts of Apostles chapter 1 verse 14, was that they were gathered. Is that? They were gathered together in one accord. In chapter 2, they were gathered together. Hallelujah. So that means the gathering is vital. I want to put it this way. They cannot be, now, we saw the reason for the gathering, right? Did we see that yesterday, last week? In Ephesians 4:11. Or Ephesians, 1 Corinthians 11:17. We say we gather to get better. Ephesians 4:11. In the gathering, when we gather, we have the apostolos, right? The prophetic, the euangelistis, the poimen kai didaskalos. That is, you have the apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. Right? So that is the order God has set in the church. And they say, when you hear the word apostolos propheticon, euangelistis, poimen kai didaskalos. It is not different people, it's a function, right? Did I say that? It's a function you'll find in the leadership. Now, when you use the word apostle, apostle is not the name of a person. No, apostle is a function. Hope you're hearing me. Right? An apostle is not the head of the church. No. An apostle is, the word apostle means sent one, someone who is sent. That's the word apostelos. It's a word used for a messenger that you sent as a slave. Do you understand? Now, a sent person. So, you know, something I say we'll see in our teaching on pneumaticals. So when people, I get surprised when people are called pastor and the next thing you see them do is get bodyguards. Not that getting bodyguards is wrong, but the next thing you see them do is they think they have arrived. You know, like, yes, just young people, younger than my age, and they're calling them papa. Younger than me, they're answering papa. Bless me, papa. I'm not even up to 40. I'm not even up to 50. I'm not even up to 30. I am saying, papa, when you get to 70, what would they call you, grandpa? I don't understand. Young people. Hallelujah. You see, young people. Younger than my age, though. Yeah, I'm young. But younger than my age, they're calling me, that's my son in the Lord. That's my son. That's my God. He can. The person you are calling your son in the Lord, I've not stayed with you for 10 years. So be calm and let's see if you even stay 5 years before you begin to father them, before you begin to claim fathership over them. But that's not what I'm going to do. Hallelujah. How are you going to get it? Now, apostolos, right? Now, apostle is not a position. I said it's something we will yet see. When you use the word apostles for his disciples, it's word that is used, people that I sent as messengers. Now, when that word apostles is used, it's for the 12 disciples, it's to take them back to Matthew 10, when they were sent. Sent. This is that, when they were sent. That's what apostles, to be sent. Glory to God. Hope you are following me. Right? So, now, apostles. What is the word prophet? Prophet means a mouth speaker. A mouth speaker, somebody that speaks on behalf of someone. That is, you are not the owner of the word. Somebody said it to you, and you said it to another person, like a middleman, right? How is your word prophet? In fact, it's not what I'm. It's not part of my teaching today. Heaven knows, but I'm just bringing it in. Right? Now, do you see? I showed us something between on Saturday, last week Saturday, between Jacob and Esau, right? Right? Jacob collected the birthright. Esau despised the birthright. Now, for Esau, that act of Esau was the way they saw that office of the prophet. I don't know if you understand. That's what they saw. Somebody, because it's not your words. You are not living by a set of rules. Do you understand? Eh? Are you hearing me? So it is pure, those words are pure servanthood words. Another word is you are evangelists. Evangelist. An evangelist, when you hear the word evangelist, people think an evangelist is a group of people. No, it's a function. Paul would tell Timothy, do the work of an evangelist. So it has is a function. Do you understand me? So one is known as an evangelist by function. An evangel. A messenger of the good news. That's what it means. Pastor means a shepherd. Right? Glory to God. Now, what are all these words? These are words of servanthood. Right? Words for stewardship. Glory to God. So you now find those words in the church. So that means the leaders are stewards. Okay, you're hearing me. Now, when you hear those words, now I showed us something. I did a simple explanation for us last week. I'm just going to repeat it today. Who is your pastor to you? Was your pastor sent by God to you? Is your pastor sent by God to you? So that means your pastor is an apostle. Does your pastor speak God's word to you? Does he speak God's word to you? Does he give you God's word? Right? He is your prophetic horn. He's God's mouthpiece to you. Hope you're following me. Eh? Fear the God. He ministers God's word to you. Does he win souls? He is an evangelist. Right? Hope you're following me. Does your pastor teach you? He's your didaskalos and your shepherd. So those are functions you will find in the leadership, not as different people. You understand? You just think that in my church, some people can have an argument and say your church only have one pastor. In my own church, we have an apostle, we have a prophet, we have the fivefold ministry. No, that's not what it means. So the fact when you are looking at people, it's not in people, but it's a function where people will flow in. Hallelujah. Hope you are following me. So that means there's order in the church, the leaders, right? Now I got here from Ephesians 4:11. It says he gave some to be apostles. Say he himself gave some to be apostles, say some prophets, say some evangelists, some pastors, teachers. Now for what? For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the defining of the body of Christ. Did you see that? So that means the reason for the gathering is that we get better. Is that we do what? We get better. So it is funny when people get born again and they don't have a church. Say, I'm a Christian. Which church you attend? No! You are born again into a church. Hallelujah! We are born again to gather with believers. Gathering is important. Hallelujah. It's important. You don't joke with a gathering of believers. No, gathering is important. Hope you are following me. Hallelujah. So it's in that gathering that God wants to lead us. Now, it's in the local church. We saw that in Hebrews chapter 13, verses 17. That your pastors is in the local church that your souls, God watches over you. Say God, you know something, say God is watching over me. Oh, I don't need a church. God watches over me. No. God watches over you through the local church. Hope you are hearing me. God watches over you how? Through the local church. The local church is God's plan in the earth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And remember, we say we are disciples, right? To be born again is to be a disciple. I don't know if you can get to where I'm going to today. Is to be a disciple. And so we are disciples of the apostles, right? So, and God wants to lead us, right? God wants to lead us. In Christianity, part of the instruction we receive is instructions to follow, right? So, listen, we have instructions to follow. And God is known through men. So, we follow God through the men he has given to us. Through the apostles. So that means instructions from the apostles are instructions of Christ and instructions of the local church. Hallelujah. So we pay the keen attention to instructions. And we said part of the instruction which we received in the church is one, the local church, two, how to know them in the local church. Right? Right? Now let's look at some other instructions we've received in Christ or in the scriptures. I just want to be fast. Glory to God. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, in that Mark 16, it says, go ye into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Now, this instruction first of all, this instruction was first of all given to the who? I'm sure it's following me from. It's given to who? The disciples, right? Now we said because we are disciples of the disciple or disciples of the apostles, then this instruction to his ass, right? Right? We said when Jesus was praying for his disciple, right? He was praying for them in John 17. Did I show you that? And he said, not just for them, but for all them who will believe in me through them. Hallelujah. So that means the instructions to them is instruction to them that will believe in him through them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So that means this instruction to preach the gospel is an instruction to me too. Hallelujah. So if we get to the book of Acts, you discover it's not just the 12 apostles that was found preaching. In fact, by the time you get to Acts 8, quickly watch on to Acts 8. In fact, Acts 7. Who did we see preaching? In Acts 7, the next person we saw preaching was who? Stephen. Stephen began to preach. Did you see that? Was not part of the 12. Stephen was found preaching. If I look at Acts 8, Acts 8, it's in verses 2, he said, I'm sorry, verses 3, and for Saul, he made havoc of the church, entering into every house, and healing men and women, committed them to prison. Therefore, they which were that were scattered abroad, did you see that? Hallelujah. Who were scattered abroad, verses 1, and Saul was consented unto his death, and at that time there was a great persecution against the church which was in Jerusalem, and they were all scattered abroad throughout the region of Judah and Samaria, except the apostles. So that means, apart from the 12 apostles, the remaining were scattered, right? Now what were the remaining people scattered doing? Verses 4. Therefore, they that were scattered abroad, were they the disciples? What did they do? They went everywhere preaching the... So preaching the word is an instruction. Do you see that? Preaching the word is an instruction. It's an instruction not just to pastors. No, not just to pastors. It's to everyone to preach the gospel. It's the word keruso. A believer has the mandate, has an instruction to preach. So when a believer is not preaching, he is walking in disobedience. Hope you are hearing me. When a believer is not preaching the gospel, he or she is walking in what? Disobedience. I like to say it like this. See, some people have learned how to preach the gospel at their convenience. No, preaching, see, you don't serve God at your own terms. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? You don't serve God on your own terms. Some people want to preach the gospel, oh, let me just stroll and just... No! There's something I'm going to teach us next week. But I'll give us a glimpse of it today. Hallelujah. Next week, Saturday. Hallelujah. In our teaching meeting, I need to round up that too. Hallelujah. So some people will think that we want to serve God at their convenience. They want to pray at their own time. No! In Christianity, you don't serve God at your pace. You don't serve God the way you like. No. You serve God on God's terms. I hope you're hearing me. You serve God how? On God's terms. Glory to God. So they say, preach the gospel. Preach the gospel. In fact, Paul would say to Timothy, a pastor though, he would tell Timothy to preach the gospel in season and out of season. Hallelujah. He says, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and patience. That is 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 into 2. Hallelujah. Preach the gospel. So that means preaching the gospel is our call. In fact, I showed us that that is God's plan for the earth, that all men be saved. 1 Timothy 2:4. All men be saved and come to knowledge of the truth. That is God's plan for men. God's plan for men is for men to get saved, and has given that responsibility to us. How? In the preaching of the gospel. Hallelujah. So we have a duty of preaching the gospel. See, I have a duty to preach the gospel. Hallelujah! Preach the gospel. Now, in preaching the gospel, there's something I want to show you. Preaching the gospel, right? John 15:16. Oh, glory to God. So, you know, now, there are things I'm going to say to us because this is my church, right? For us. Now it says, go preach the gospel.
Now remember, what is at the background of that? Go preach the gospel, go raise disciples, right? Right? So the instruction is also raise disciples. The first step to raising disciples is by what? Preaching the gospel. Hope you're following me. Right? But the instruction doesn't stop at preaching the gospel. It doesn't stop at just going for evangelism. Oh, they are saved and you go away. No. The instruction is to raise disciples. The instruction is to all men be saved, right? And come to the knowledge of the truth. So all men be saved where? Saved to a gathering, right? So they are saved to come to church. They are saved to a church. I'll put it this way. They are saved to St. Pavilion Church. I hope you are following me. Right? They are saved to St. Pavilion Church. So they are saved for them to come to church. You don't get people saved and say, I'm still working on him before I bring him to church. No! That is a wrong attitude that must not, that you must never give. I'm still working on them to come to church. What kind of nonsense is that? You're not saved. Because the first place you are saved for, sorry for using that word, you're not saved. Well, I'm talking to my church. Hallelujah. If you don't like it, go and talk your own in your church. Hallelujah. I'm saying it to my church. Glory to God. Because they are saved to do what? To come to church. They are saved to come to St. Pavilion Church. Amen. Up of Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. So you don't save people and leave them. You don't let people save and you abandon them. No. That is an incomplete assignment. You are the man who started an assignment and left it halfway. You've not done it at all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at what Jesus' instruction is in John 15:16. He said, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and do what? Bring forth what? Go and bring forth what? Fruits. The fruit he's talking about here is not apple. It's not pineapple. No! To go and bring forth fruit. What is the fruit? Men. Did you see that? Bring forth what? Fruit. What should happen to the fruit? And that your fruit should do what? Should remain. Hallelujah. Your fruit should do what? Remain. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen.
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 So as believers, we have a responsibility to raise men and let them stay. Hallelujah. So it doesn't just stop at you just leading people to Christ alone. No. You lead them and you do what? You bring them to church. Let them hear what you are hearing. Hallelujah. Don't lead people to Christ and leave them and abandon them. Say, now you're not in Christ. They find your way. No. You lead them where? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hope you are following me. So we have that responsibility to do. Have that responsibility. And this responsibility is not a responsibility you do on the internet. Is that winning souls for Christ online? No, you don't do that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You don't do that online. I want to give online. No, we do online. Can someone approach me and then they start teach me the word and just show me this, and then when you are done, say, wow, I believe God now. I'm saved. I believe God now. Yes, that can happen. But your responsibility is not to make online your church or your mission ground. The mission ground is not on the internet. The mission ground is this ground. It's the earth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So the next thing we now say is that we are now winning souls on metaverse. If you know what metaverse is, you will know soon. Hallelujah. Are winning souls on virtual reality. Not these souls you are winning. You are winning their body. Hallelujah. No. Hallelujah. So the instruction is for us to go out, right? Remember the use of the word go? Go, right? Go is the word. Our believers everyday instruction. Hallelujah. Believers everyday word. It's a watchword for the believer every day. Go. Go here, therefore. Go. The believer is on the go. Hallelujah. Say, I'm on the go.
I'm on the go. I'm a soul winner. Hallelujah. I win souls and they stay. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We have an instruction to preach the gospel and to raise men. We also have an instruction to pray. We have an instruction to pray. We saw Jesus pray. I'll do much more on prayer next week Saturday. But I'll just show you a bit of it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, we have an instruction to pray. Jesus models prayer to us. Why did Jesus pray? I've answered that question for us, right? Why did he pray the way he did? Because of his assignment in the earth. The assignment was from there. Hallelujah. So that means, something we'll look at next week too. Hallelujah. That means, Jesus would pray the same way he prayed. Therefore, we ought to pray the same way. Because you know why? Was it in this section I thought first fruits? Eh? We have found, okay, no, no, actually, we are what? In the first fruits. Hallelujah. We are in Christ, the first fruit. So that means the assignment of the first fruit is the assignment to carry on in the earth. Hallelujah. And that is the whole world, the whole earth will be filled with his glory. So we are in the first fruit. That means we are in the birth, we are in the first fruit, the one who has the birth, right? So therefore, we walk with his vision. Hallelujah. Amen. Hope you are following me. Glory to God. So that means we ought to pray the way he did. For men. Hallelujah. We don't pray for things. We pray for men. Hope you are following me. We pray for men. We pray for the salvation of men. We pray. So a believer is a prayer. Is a praying believer. A serious believer is one who is given to prayer. A one who is given to the cause. Say, a one man who is given to the cause of God in the earth is a man who is given to prayer. Hallelujah. God will trust a man who prays and a man who doesn't pray. Let everybody say, God will trust a man who prays than a man who thinks he knows the word. Because if you know the word will actually show you to pray. Hallelujah. The word will lead you to pray. Hallelujah. So God will trust a man to carry out his task on the earth who prays. So a believer is a praying man. Hallelujah. I hope you are hearing me. Let's look at some of these instructions. I'll start from the instruction to Peter in Luke 22. Look at what Jesus said to Peter in Luke 22. Look at Luke 22 verse 40. And when he was at the place, he said to them, pray that ye enter not into what? That ye enter not into what? Hallelujah. So we have an instruction to pray. Pray. Acts 1 verses 14. And all this continued in one accord in prayer and supplication with the woman and Mary, the mother of Jesus and his brethren. Did you see that? They continue in one accord in what? Prayer. So prayer is important. They were together praying. Praying. Hallelujah. Why would they pray this way? They've seen it in who? They've seen it in Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In Acts 2, when those guys got saved, what was the first thing they exposed them to? Is that with many other words they did testify and exhort, saying, save yourself from this untoward generation. And they that gladly received the word were baptized, and the same day 3,000 were added to. And the same day were added unto them about 3,000 souls. Verse 42. Let's do 42 together. Acts 2, 42, 1 to go. They continued in what? Prayer. Did you see that? So they were men of prayer. Glory to God. Men that just got saved though. The first thing they showed them is, oh God, come and pray. Ha 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 ha. Amen. Amen.
Don't say, ah, he just got saved. Let me give him like one more before I teach him prayer. No! He got saved. He has to pray. Hallelujah. He got saved. He prays. He got saved. He's winning souls. Hallelujah. Don't say, let me give him one gestation period. We don't have that in the kingdom. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we're praying. In Acts 3, they were going to the temple in the hour of what? Prayer. They had an hour of prayer. In Acts 4, when they threatened them, what did they do? In verse 29, the Bible says they went to their own. Did you see that? From verse 23, and being let go, they went to their own company and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said. When they got there, what did they do in verse 29? And they prayed. Did you see that? And they did what? They prayed. They prayed. A believer must be a prayer person. It's an instruction to pray. Let me tell you something. Pray about everything. Pray about what? Everything. Pray about everything. 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 Pray! A brother comes to meet you and complains. Don't say it is well. Pray! Hallelujah! Let's pray. Glory to God. Let's pray. Let's pray. Make that a practice. Every time. Let's pray. I'll join you in prayer. Let's pray. Let's pray. Those that will join you in prayer in mount and not pray. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Hallelujah. I join you in prayer and then you pray. Let's pray. Let's pray. Let's pray. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How do you know your friend? Your friend is one who tells you, let's go and pray. Let's go and serve the Lord together. Let's pray together. Hallelujah. Not when you have problems, telling you, yeah. Who needs that? Has he ever solved anybody's problem? That's never. But when you hear, let's pray. We can trust God. We can believe God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can believe God for what is in the natural senseless. Yeah. You can believe God. Let's just trust God. Amen. Amen. Let's trust God. Let's just pray about it. Glory to God. Let's just pray about it. This has not gone well in the natural. He said, let's pray about it. Glory to God. I didn't plan to say this, but I'm led to say this. Hallelujah. Develop that culture, that attitude of praying over everything. Pray over your souls. Pray over your disciples. I don't know what I mean by souls. Pray over your disciples. Pray for them. When that was going to meet you, let's pray. Let's pray. Oh yeah, let's pray. Just pick out time. Pray with him or her 20 minutes. Start in 1 hour. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Not a yeah, I understand. No, let's pray. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody calls me and says, I'm worried. I don't know. This one, that one said, you know what? When a person is done, you know you don't have connection. You know you don't know. Let's pray. I don't have connection, but I have somebody that has connection in Christ. Hallelujah. So let's pray. I trust God. Hallelujah. Pray over everything. In yourself, learn to pray over everything. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Be a man of prayer. Pray for your disciples. Pray, we'll get there soon. Hallelujah. Pray for your disciples. But be a man of prayer. They threatened them. They came to their own and they prayed. They didn't say, Peter, why did you say it like that? Should have just, coin your. No! They said, let's pray. If I in Acts 12, they caught Peter. Caught Peter far. He killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. In verse 3, and so he pleased the Jews, he went for that person to take Peter also. And what happened? Verse 5, Peter therefore was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. They prayed. They heard their pastor has issues. They heard that something happened to a brother. They did not form couples. God, don't catch that pastor. No! What did you do? Only God knows who is serving him. No, let's pray. Hallelujah.
And the Bible says they pray without ceasing. That is what the church is for. The church is not a place for gossips. The church is not a place for rumor carriers, rumor mongers. The church is a place for prayer. When believers are gathered, when there's an issue, we pray. When there's no issue, we pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are praying. Glory to God. Say we are men of prayer. Glory to God. They pray. And the same way too, we have instructions on prayers in scriptures. Instructions on prayer. In Colossians 1. What's your Colossians? So, Colossians chapter number 4. It says, chapter 4, verse 2. It says, continue in prayer and watch in same with thanksgiving. Continue where? Continue where? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's the word, that word continue, the word that means to be steadfast. Hallelujah. Continue steadfastly in prayer. Continue what? Steadfastly in prayer. But I would say pray without ceasing. We have instructions. Pray without ceasing. Continue endlessly in prayer. Continue steadfastly in prayer. It's an instruction that we have as believers. Prayer is an instruction. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Prayer is an instruction. A believer doesn't joke with it. That instruction is true. We'll pray. We'll pray! There's issue in yourself. Have you prayed over it? Have you prayed concerning it? Your cell member is not forthcoming. He or she is misbehaving. He has become Nigerian Nepal on and off, on and off. What would you do? If you are complaining. No, it's not time to complain. It's time to pray. Hallelujah. You pray much more. You pray much more. Hallelujah. You pray much more. It is time to pray. Prayer is an instruction. You pray for men. We have given instruction to pray for men. To pray for men. We have instruction to pray for men, for our disciples. And we have examples and scriptures to follow. Hallelujah. Examples and scriptures. Look at Ephesians 1, verse 17. Look at what Paul says. In verse 15, rather. He said, wherefore, I also, after I've heard of your faith in the Lord and love to all saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. Did you see that? That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom, that is revelation in the knowledge of Him. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of His calling, and which is of His glory, of His inheritance in the saints. So we have an instruction, we have an example to follow from Paul. Paul prayed for men. Chapter 3 of Ephesians. Chapter 3 of Ephesians. Verse 14. It says, and for this cause, I bow my knees unto the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and on earth is named, that He will grant you, according to His riches of His glory, to be strengthened with His spirit in your inner man, that Christ may dwell in your heart by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, and you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! So a believer prays for men, especially for their disciples. Hallelujah. You pray for revelation knowledge. Hallelujah. Hope you are following me. You are always praying. You pray for them. Glory to God. In Philippians 1, look at another example. Verse 9. And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and all judgment. Did you see that? In knowledge and all judgment. So right now, all what we've been seeing
that is being prayed for disciples, for believers, is knowledge. Did you see that? Did you see that? Every of those prayers is linked towards knowledge. It's towards knowledge. Why? Look at what we've read. Says Timothy chapter 2 verse 4. That all men are saved, right? So, when a man is saved, what is the next thing? Says the heaven at last, I knock your head. Hallelujah. The all man is saved. Now, after your salvation, what is the next? Is the heaven at last, I slap you. Amen. Because you know you can't make such careless statements, right? It's a misguided statement. Okay. After now you are saved, heaven at last. Heaven at last. So you don't turn to the people when you are, when they are not giving you word and say, sir, will this take us to heaven? If this will not take us to heaven, let your message be heaven. So how many times have you taught us and you say rapture? There's no, you've not been talking rapture. Sir, it's supposed to be heaven at last. It shows you are not listening to me. Your ears are at home. Hallelujah. When a man is saved, the next thing is what? Coming to the knowledge of the truth. Coming up to the knowledge of the truth is not something that happens once. No. You remember I sang a song? Little by little, every day. Right? There are some things I'm teaching you today that some of you, it will take you another 1 year to understand. I know. I hope you are following me. When I mean 1 year to understand, you know it though, but you don't know how to apply it. You can't teach it. But you just know there's something about it. Hallelujah. I know. But I will teach you. You come to knowledge. So coming to knowledge is not that there's a height of knowledge. So you come there, no. But you know, you are growing. Hallelujah. Look at what Paul will say. He said, he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, teachers for the what? Say, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Say, till we all, is it the saints? Those are born again? Yeah, till we all come to the what? Unity of the faith. And what does he call unity of faith? See, I have a brother one time that used to tell us about unity of the faith. Unity of the faith, unity of the faith. That is, we'll come together. No, that's not what he's talking about. Unity of the faith is what he called, to the unity of faith, that is, the knowledge. Hallelujah. That is the word, the knowledge. So knowledge. Do you see that? So your pastors, your leaders, your teachers have to bring you to knowledge of the Son of God. So it's not something that happened once. No. You come, it's gradual. That we'll be no more children. Do you see that? Tossed to and fro, are carried about by every wind of doctrine. Hallelujah. I hope you're following me. Glory to God. So knowledge is very important. Knowledge is very important. So that is why you pray for knowledge. So Paul knows that today, you know, some people can be very funny. They say, I'll just go and teach. No, don't do that. Don't do that. Make sure before you go and tell them the word, you pray for them first. Hallelujah. You see the reason for that next Saturday. Hallelujah. Next Saturday, you will see the reason for that. Hallelujah. Even for you as a pastor, as a cell leader, you don't just say, we have done review meeting on Tuesday. Pastor has told us what to teach on Tuesday. So you just go and listen to tape. Now write notes. Everybody down because say, sit down. I want to teach you on tongues and interpretation. After you are done teaching, say, God bless you. Bye bye. In your head, say, I taught them well. See, there's something else you get to see on Saturday. Eh? The efficacy of the word taught is not in your oratory. No. The efficacy of the word taught is in prayer. Hope you are hearing me. The efficacy of the word taught is in prayer. Hallelujah. That's the one thing, one confidence that I have is anybody who has listened to us for a while, to me especially for a while, and you leave, let's say you leave, we are not seeing you again. You are not dodging us and you ran away. See, what I know I'm sure of is the fact that what you heard, in the next few months into few years, when it gets become meaningful to you, you would know you did yourself wrong. Hallelujah. You don't do your pastor. Efficacy of the word comes is in prayer.
It's not an oratory. There are people who have oratory now. Hallelujah. You want to hear oratory? There are people who have oratory. Your pastor is a lame. Me, I'm a lame. I don't have oratory. You just have to know when you hear them talk like this. He said, then you, Jesus is not Lord. You say, I believe. Oratory. You hear them. The son of God said, if I don't know the truth, I'll follow this guy. His mouth is sweet. It's so when I say, even the Lord, even the word of God can be changed. And was even, he said, even Moses changed the word of God. I say, hey, pa. And why is everybody changing the word of God? People inside the congregation were shouting, preach it on, sir. Pastor me, sir. I say, hey! I say, yeah. Hallelujah. Oratory. There was somebody that said, good oratory. He just said, he brought his logic. Just come out simple logic with good oratory. And people in the church stood up and said, Rema. I say, Jesus. See, God said, the Bible says, he that findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtain favor from the Lord. So that means if you are, I can't remember how he put it. He said, he that finds a wife finds a good thing and obtain favor from the Lord. Listen, he now says, that is an instruction in scripture. Everybody's right, yes, sir. So that means if you are not married, it means you are disobedient. He says on lines and answer, therefore, if you are a bachelor, you are a sinner. And everyone in church stood up and shouted, Rema. I said, what nonsense is this? Like, God gave Jesus. I had a robot, I said, that's the church. It's church. Hallelujah. I said, Wahala. Wahala be like bicycle. Amen. Oratory. See, let me tell you something. A poison is not served alone. I'm not telling you oratory is wrong, bro. Where do you go? Oratory is not wrong. Because me, I get oratory small. Hallelujah. But I don't have. Like some people. But oratory is not wrong. It's the message. That's why you are taught the word of God the way you are taught, so that you'll be able to discern. There's nothing called discernment school of ministry. No. Is to the degree that you are taught, that is to the degree you discern what is wrong. Hope you are hearing me. Hope you are hearing me. Amen. What was that about saying? I follow you. Maybe it's going to happen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
So most times you just need to watch it. Okay, like what I was about to say, all the tree is not wrong. But I said a poison is not served alone. How many of you will be giving otapiapia in bottle and say drink it and you drink it? Will you drink? Will you hate your life? Will you drink? If I give you otapiapia, I said, no, the Lord has sanctified this otapiapia. It's not sanctified otapiapia. Drink. Will you drink? You will not try it. Right? If you quote scripture, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Hallelujah. But you know, how do people give people poison? It is served in the meal. It is served in the food. I hope you are hearing me. Sometimes it's served in the food that you like. You don't know, you just say, and you eat the poison and you are gone. Hallelujah. So that is why nobody tells you Jesus is not Lord and you accept it, right? But it is served in the food. Hallelujah. A poison is serving. A good message. A good sermon is, emoji. He taught us about prayer. Prayer. But inside that sermon was a poison. Most times you might not know. But when you are discerning, you will know. Hallelujah. So it's not about good oratory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But that's why I say oratory doesn't do the job in discipleship. It is what? Prayer. Discipleship. You are teaching the word and prayer. So a believer is a man of prayer. Hallelujah. Listen, a believer is a man of prayer. Both the one that is being discipled and the one that is discipling the one that is being discipled. Hallelujah. The one who is being discipled needs to pray that he or she receives the word. Hope you are hearing it. Right? He or she needs to pray for his own growth. The one who is now teaching will also have to pray. The efficacy is in his prayer. It's in his prayer. Hallelujah. Look at Colossians chapter 4, verse 12. Colossians 4, 12. Hallelujah. It says, Epaphras. Colossians 4, quickly. Are you there? It says, Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ, saluted you. It says, always laboring fervently in prayers, that ye will stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. When it says stand perfect and complete in all the will of God, is that knowledge? That is knowledge. Hallelujah. That is stand perfect and complete. Epaphras was their cell leader, was a leader in church. Hallelujah. And it says Epaphras was laboring for them. You labor in prayers. Hallelujah. Over here, hearing me. You pray before you teach the word. You pray before you study. You pray before you teach. You pray after you teach. Over here, glory to God. So the life of a believer is a life of constant prayer. Constant prayer. Constant prayer. So the work is in prayer and evangelism. Hope you are hearing me. Where is the work? The work is in prayer and where? Evangelism. You pray, you evangelize. You pray, you evangelize. Hallelujah! You pray, you evangelize. The work is not on the internet. You should not be. See, let me tell you something. The work is on the internet. Remember, I've been saying this last week. The apostolic order is not on the internet. A believer, you're always online, WhatsApp. I come on WhatsApp, you're online. 1 hour after, you're online. Your standards have never seen, has never shown seen things. It's always online, online, online. Are you Zuckerberg's brother? You'll never see last seen. They're never shown on your status. Always online. They're not doing the work. The work is not online. I hope you're hearing me. The work is outside there. It was learned to have time. Paul says in Acts of Apostles, chapter number, that's Acts 20. He said he labored for them day and night. Day and night. There's something that takes our time, and that is what the work of ministry. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! So the next part to this teaching is how apostolic order, how to be responsible to your local church. That will come after. This one is, you are taking this, is I call it the first part. Hallelujah. You must learn to be responsible in your local church. Some people are irresponsible in church. Learn to be responsible in church. Hallelujah. Yes, I hope you take longer time there. Hallelujah. So you are given a task to pray and evangelize. Pray and evangelize. Pray. Pray. The work is not on the internet. The work is not for you to be browsing. Because I'm hearing the word, I'm teaching the word online. Say, I'm having prayer rally online. Some people are just a funny set of people. They are doing prayer crusade online. 4 hours prayer crusade. And you come online, just you, yourself, and your cameraman. And you're the only one praying. Your cameraman is not cameraing you. I'm not hearing you, I'm only hearing your voice. You are sweating. And you are praying, you're not calling people saying, oh, I can see you, Pastor Smart. God bless you, God bless you. I only just peruse through your page to see how many people are even doing. I saw that I'm the only one. And you see that you are praying, you saw me, oh, Pastor Smart, God bless you online. You are praying. I say, ah, me and I'm even living like this. I just passed by. Amen. It is not online. We don't want to see your face when you pray. Just make sure you are praying. When you pray for somebody to see you pray, you've gotten your reward. When you evangelize, the pastor will see you that you are evangelizing. When pastor sees you, you have gotten your reward. But the reward is beyond pastor seeing you. The reward is beyond my wife seeing me pray. The reward is beyond my fellow minister seeing me pray. The reward is beyond it. I must tell myself as every time I'm a pastor and I'm under and I'm praying. Are you hearing me? I don't need anybody to watch me for me to pray. I know it's my duty to pray and I keep at it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. As a believer, you know it's your duty to pray. You don't need anybody to see you pray. Remember your tongues. The moment you are praying in tongues and walking, and you are passing Elijah Shoko, your sister, the pastor will see you from another that you are praying. Ha. Oh, Beren, yeah. It's there, your body. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Did you hear me? Glory to God. But you pray. Sometimes you just leave. You don't tell anybody I'm going to pray. You just get out. He didn't see you. Hallelujah. You've gone to pray. Why are you coming for just? I just went out. Ha ha. Glory to God. You've gone to pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But remember, you are pacing around the house, doing praying so that somebody will know that you are and a Christian has arrived. It's your reward you've got to know. You're not different from the man that is in your life. Here we go. After our first prayer retreat, did you see us put prayer retreat online? Come for prayer retreat. How? How? 10-hour prayer retreat. Where? How do you want to see it? Hallelujah. We go and pray. When we are back, people know we went to pray. When they see messages, right? When they see messages on prayer, they say, oh, they had prayer retreats. Oh, yes, we did. Oh, you didn't tell us. Who are you? The angel of the churches. Glory to God. I should tell you, I have a prayer retreat. Did they tell you I'm organizing prayer retreat for the nations of the world? These are my people. And we pray. Amen. Amen. I don't know if you have noticed that if I'm putting meetings for Saturday and Sunday, I don't put meetings for prayer meetings. I don't put prayer meetings on my status. Why? Those are something that I believe in. So anybody that wants to think, your church, do you pray at all? Is it your business? Is it your business? I will pray to you or for you. Amen. Hey, so let's pray. Allow us to do the prayer, but we are praying. Glory to God. So you're not praying for anybody to see you. The Bible spoke about Jesus in Acts of Apostles chapter 4. In Mark chapter 4, Bible said he went. They were looking for him. They didn't see him. Till the morning. He went out to pray. That is the lifestyle of a believer. Prayer. Prayer! Hallelujah. Don't worry, we'll talk about it more. I'm trying to restrict myself because of Saturday. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You cannot carry out the task of reaching the whole earth. You know, Jesus is God, became flesh. Right? John 1:1. In the beginning of the world was God, and God is the Word. Verse 14, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. So Jesus is God, become flesh. So that means Jesus is God coming to show us how to feel the earth as a man. I hope you're hearing me. Jesus is God showing us how he wants to do his work himself. So what did we find him do? He was praying. That means the work cannot be done outside prayer. Prayer, first of all, is not for things. Prayer is first of all for men. Jesus prayed for men. Prayer is first of all for men. Hallelujah. You cannot take over your location when you've not spoken to men, to God for men. Yes, when you've not spoken to God for men. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can't take away anything. So you pray first. You go out to win souls. You win them. Now, that process of praying first, we'll do that. We'll see that next. Hallelujah. That is a warfare. Prayer is a warfare. That's what I'm going through. It's warfare. It's warfare. And I should not just say that we are in a war. Hallelujah. We are in a war. When you hear gospel, you are Gelion. It's on the word Basa. It's a word that means warfare. So that means preaching the gospel is warfare. And preaching the gospel is not done alone. It is done in the place of prayer first. Hallelujah! If you don't win men in the place of prayer, you can't win them in evangelism. You can't! You only have people that are just misbehaving around you. Hallelujah! But win them first in the place of prayer.
And win them in the prayer doesn't mean when you don't win the prayer is done. No! The work is wholesale.
Hallelujah!
Paul said, my little children who are traveling back, he said, yet traveleth I again. So it's warfare. It's constant, consistent warfare. Paul will say, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They are mighty in God to the pulling down of strongholds. They are strongholds. Strongholds. We'll look at that next week. Strongholds. Influence of men. Thought patterns. Thought pattern that is initiated by the world system. Hallelujah. So that means a believer who is serious. Who is serious of filling the earth with Christ. Filling the earth with Christ's seeds. Will be serious in prayer. That's how I know a serious believer. A serious believer is serious in prayer. Hallelujah. Say, I'm serious in prayer. I'm serious in prayer. Prayer is an instruction. We'll take it up from there next week. Hallelujah. Prayer is an instruction. Is an instruction. So, you don't... See... This is not making me the prayer. How do you pray? You're praying. You're praying. Ah! You're just praying. Why are you doing? I'm praying. Well, look at that. It's warfare. It's battle. Hallelujah. But you know the kind of prayer when you don't pray. I remember the pastor. Pastor said one day he entered his door. He entered his room, shut the door, and was praying. Prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed. The way he prayed, the way he was coming out like this, he saw that I gave him a big Bible. He gave me a big thing. Hallelujah. Ah! Prayer. Somebody was done praying. The father sat him down and said, what kind of sin have you committed that you are praying like this? Ha ha ha. And it's prayer. You don't want to be a mega Christian. Don't be a mega prayer Christian. You have a mega prayer life, you be a mega Christian. You don't know what is mega, the Greek word for mega. Hallelujah. You don't have an English translation, it is mega. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You want to be an Ogbono Christian, don't be Ogbono in your prayer life. Hallelujah. Very soon we're going to pray and cheat. Glory to God. You pray. When I prayed in June, I was getting weak. I said, I want to fall. Pray! You know that? We are praying. You will not die. Nobody has ever died when I pray. So you cannot die. You shall, your body will get weak, but we'll pray. Hallelujah! I pray for all things. I pray for everything. Hallelujah! Don't forget, no. You know, prayer gives you boldness. That was when they were not praying. The place where they were. Was shaking, and they were filled with the Holy Ghost and spoke the word of God with boldness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He says that, I don't know, whenever I want to go out to evangelize, somebody share that with me, a young guy. I wish I could read that on Facebook. He said, sir, I don't know, I usually want to preach. I will set a date, but the day I stand up to go and preach, that day, something will just happen. I will just be reluctant. I think you are lazy. Ah, you are lazy. Say, no, sir. I'm determined. I even have fasted. If you fast and pray, I just fasted. You're not serious. You don't have boldness. The thing there, what is wrong with you? You don't have stamina. You're that kind of person that you carry your Bible. There are some people, they don't have boldness. They do not carry their Bible. They walk past 100 people. Those people were not sent by God to them. They're looking for the ones that they're senior to talk to. You see that grandpa that was carrying you, but you not preach, you passed him. You passed the guy that is smoking in their hand. He said, your salvation is next year. I don't have your mind for today. You passed the one that is there with the knees. You passed the one in the shop. You passed everybody, you're just going home. It's because you did not pray before God. You don't get it. You don't have goodness in your left. Your liver, they call, you know, your liver, they call. It's a Greek word for when you know Jesse. Hallelujah! See, I'm going out to pray. Carry your Bible. You're walking. You see when you say, let's try the next place. Those ones they are destined to hell. No, and it's because you don't have boldness. And where do you get boldness? Where do you muster up boldness in the place of prayer? It's a sign of the fact that you didn't pray. When you go out to the evangelism, you know people who just showed up for evangelism.
There's only people before evangelism. 2 hours of that time they are praying.
Ah! They are praying, they are filming. That is how serious the gospel should be. That's how serious evangelism should be. You are praying, you are filming before you go out. You are getting their locations. You are getting where they are. And as you go out, you have seen them. Somebody I saw in my prayer, I will not come physically, I will not be this. No! I know how to end. Hallelujah! No liver is cutting here. Who are them today? Any liver that has to fall, let it scatter. The soul that I live for the same. Hallelujah! You don't know? Hallelujah! Stop or don't stop. Oh, look at that. On Saturday. Hallelujah! So evangelism takes a new turn for me. Hallelujah. Preaching the gospel takes a new turn for me. It takes a new turn for me. Hallelujah. No man is left out of God's plan in the earth. No man. And not with me. Not with me. Not with me. Say not with me. That is how you talk. That is how you talk. Say no man is left out of God's plan in the earth. Not with me. No, I'm a man of prayer, so I will meet them. Hallelujah. Some people, they forget about evangelism till the day. When a pastor now posts online in the morning, evangelism by 12, they will watch things here. They will watch family and friends. They will watch everything in 11:59. And be strolling to come and preach. How would you leave our court? How would you say, we are with one person for 4 hours. The person has not even said anything. They are only arguing. That is why evangelism is always ending up in argument now. Hallelujah. There is a war. See, there is a war. When you understand that there is a war, you know that evangelism is not, it's not beans. Hallelujah. When you are done with prayer, when you show up, you will get men saved. When you get them saved, you pray again and keep praying for their knowledge. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hope you are hearing me. Hope you are hearing me. How do you think that Peter would have done it? That the whole 3,000 people sat down to listen to him. The way Peter preached, Peter didn't preach. He does not fight like the rest of you go out to the evangelism. But you yeah, just say with your mouth, say with your mouth the Lord Jesus. Say, Lord, ABC. Say, Lord, I accept I'm a sinner. I believe he died for me. You are saved. That's not what Peter did. I didn't see Acts 2, verses 14 to 41 was about 6 hours. About how many hours? And people sat down to listen to him. Peter was not just quoting it. You know what happened to David? That was what you thought he was doing. Remember I told you he was not just quoting. He was reading. He was reading. He was listening for 6 hours. And 3,000 people were listening to him. In fact, the power of people that listened to him were more than 3,000. But 3,000 out of all of them got saved. For how many hours? 6 hours. And they stayed. What do you think? What do you think happened? Do you think they just stood up and went? No. Act 1 showed you what happened. They were one accord in one place in prayer and supplication. Did you see that? So they were praying. Hallelujah. They just come outside. They were praying. Act 2 was a result of that prayer. Boldness. I hope you're following me. Act 4, when they were done praying, they were filled with boldness. They spoke the word of God with boldness. That means, what did the Bible now say? Multitude were added to them. Sure, you can see. Ha ha. Those times are in our days. The days of Acts are reenacted in our days through us. Hallelujah. We have many souls won. Hallelujah. Saint Pavilion Church in the year 2021. We have many souls won. Hallelujah. And we're getting back the order. Prayer. We're getting back the order again. We're praying more. We're praying more. It's not that we're not praying. We're praying, but we're praying more. Hallelujah. We are becoming more deliberate in our prayer. How are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
We are becoming what? More deliberate in our prayer. More deliberate as a church. More deliberate. Individually, we are becoming more deliberate. You are going for evangelism, you are deliberate. You are going for follow-up, you are deliberate. Don't just come and go for follow-up. I know him, I just come. No! You are deliberate. You prayed for him. You are deliberate. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's go on our feet. Hope you learned something. Let's go on our feet.